Look, even the choir's having fun. It's shocking. So the good part of all this is no matter what I say for the next 7 minutes, you won't hear anything. Because you're just going to watch the balloons anyway, which is more fun. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a balloon. Very good. And in the spirit of love and the Holy Spirit, you have been unbound. So this text, this really powerful text, is a favorite one. How many of you were really familiar with this text? Yeah, it's a really familiar text. It's been used for a lot of different things, including trying to figure out what it is that we're supposed to not do on the Sabbath, which is like have fun. But I got to thinking about how we as Christian people understand ourselves in relationship to God in Jesus Christ. The translation that we get is a little bit unfortunate because the Greek is pretty specific. And it says that she was bent over double is the modifier. And then it's a really interesting word that's and quite unable to stand up straight. Quite unable. It's a kind of hard word to translate. And I got to thinking about what is it that is in our lives that keeps us bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. Think about this poor woman. One of the kids got it right away. If she is bent over like this, her perspective is always limited. It's down here, right? And so she knows you by your feet, right? So I would always know when I got to Miss Peggy. So today it's bright orange slippers with bright orange jewels, and I would know that's Miss Peggy. Right? Her perspective is limited and her sight is difficult. She only knows the world in this way. Well, there are things that bind us and limit our perspective in a similar fashion. But we don't think about them because so often we think of ourselves as being in control and fully able and fully capable and able to take care of ourselves, even though there are things that are binding us. So I began to think about some of the things about which many of us worry. Do you have things that you worry about that sort of bind you up? Well, being the good-looking fashion maven that I am, I brought some tools to help you visualize along with the balloons. One of the things that people worry a lot about and that binds them up is their looks. Right? We are a world obsessed with appearance. The amount of money that we spend on being pretty is shocking. It's amazing. I lived, and God forgive me for all of you who are from Texas, but I lived in Texas for a number of years, and if you are, I'll just use my relatives as an example. You do not leave the bedroom until you are fully dressed and fully made up to the nines. It's illegal. You cannot leave your bedroom and be seen in public until you are properly outfitted. Nan says, "What's the problem with that?" Because unless you have a coffee maker in your bedroom, there's a problem. So beauty is one of the things that really worry. And so as many times as we may say, beauty is in the eye of beholder, beauty is just skin deep. You know, when you're a teenage boy and somebody tries to set you up with a blind date And they say, well, what does she look like? And you say, she has a great personality. Or he's really nice. Right? You've all been there. So that's one of the things that binds us and keeps us from seeing the true person, from experiencing beauty that is deeper than skin. Another thing we worry about is this. Whoa. Now, this is mine, so there's not a lot to worry about. But we worry about money. And I also use this to symbolize security. This is my wallet. This is security for many of us. It's, we think about our retirement, how much have we saved? Have we saved enough? Have we saved any? Do I have even enough to pay my bills this month? Can I make my rent? Here in Hawaii, this is one of the things we worry a lot about because it's so expensive to live here. At our council meeting on Saturday, we had our council retreat, and we were trying to gauge exactly what it was we wanted to do over the next 3 years. And one of the council members said, well, one of the most important things we can do is not have any more capital campaigns or mission campaigns. Just stop it. We worry about money. It binds us in some remarkable ways. Now, money is nothing more than a tool, and money can be used for all kinds of wonderful and freeing and powerful things. But it can also bend us over and narrow our perspective, whether we have too much or too little. It can bind us up. For Jim Sullivan, it's this. He worries about energy. Don't you? They're like, no. I don't worry about energy at all. Jim, why should they worry about energy?
Because it's a limited resource. It continually goes up in cost.
And what we're doing now creates a lot of pollution. So Jim would like you to stop it. But internationally and globally, this is a worry. This is a huge worry because we continue to need increasing amounts of energy, and yet we haven't figured a way to meet that increasing demand in a way that is ecologically responsible and practically sustainable. In some places, the lack of power or the cost of power is one of the most binding issues in a community. Amazingly, as you know, Jeannie used to work for Habitat, and they would build houses on some of the neighbor islands. And do you know that some of the energy bills for those people were twice their mortgage? It's phenomenal. It bends you over and ties you up. So one of the probably most interesting ones that's developed recently is this. This is Satan. This is Satan. Siri, who is Satan?
I didn't find anything for who is Satan.
I'm just saying. Honestly, go to any meeting. If you're in a business or at the university or in church, some of us cannot stop ourselves. I forgive you who do it during my sermon. It's probably appropriate. But we have a hard time with the binding that this does to us, or that we allow it to do, right? We have such a need to be connected. And such a need to be relevant that we get it through this. I told you once a few years ago, and I hope you've all forgotten because it's another story that you've probably heard. I was at a youth event where they had set up banks of computers so that the kids, it was 30,000 kids in New Orleans, and they'd set up banks of computers so that they could, you know, email home and Facebook and all of these kinds of things. And two of our boys got on the computers. And one would go, tsh, and the other one would go, they're across from each other. And then he would go, tsh, and the other one would go, and I said, are you two like emailing each other? Oh, yeah. You could talk. Sometimes technology binds us to the point that it doesn't occur to us to be face to face and hand to hand. Are we bound in that way? And how does that then limit our perspective? Our relationships look like little keys, and no one in your life is larger than 19 inches tall. Does that bind us? And then this one. This is one that's really important to me. Fashion. It matches my stole. Thank you, Paul. Well, wait a second. Oh, it matches her shoes perfectly. It's Pastor Angela, so don't keep it. But the whole idea that not only do we have to be physically beautiful, but that what we wear and how we show ourselves determines our place in society. You can see it. You know, we're much more casual here in Hawaii than on the mainland. But honestly, if I go into a shop and I'm dressed in slacks and a really nice shirt, I will get served like that. If I dress like I usually do, it'll be at least 45 minutes. If I wear a collar, it's even quicker. Right? So if you see me at City Mill with a collar, you know why. But it doesn't work for Angela because she's just a woman. Or even worse, she's just an associate pastor. Not quite the real thing, if you know what I mean. But even that can bind us, right? Our need to dress and to be seen in a certain way can be hiding our true self. What Jesus calls us to in this Sabbath relationship is to be unbound. To be unbound by the things that leave us bent over. And when we become unbound in the gospel, our perspective widens. Our peripheral vision is better. And we can see things and people in a new and powerful way. I think that's what Jesus does for us. People ask me, why are you a Christian and why do you go to church and why does Jesus matter? Because he unbinds me and allows me to see the world in a way that I can't see for myself. Opportunities to serve and to love and to be loved. To connect in powerful ways with people I would never, ever connect with otherwise. I mean, frankly, if you saw me walking on the street, would you talk to me? But you have to here. And then the Holy Spirit pulls us together with the whole world and helps us and calls us to unbind all of creation for the sake of God. So on the Sabbath, that unlikely day, Jesus unbinds an old woman or a woman, and she stands upright praising God. And in the same way, you too receive the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and are called to stand up. Stand upright and be unbound in the love of Christ. Amen.
Amen.